Sexy News. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A Nevis man entered a guilty plea Monday after he was charged with two felonies related to the 2024 election. 61-year-old Timothy Scouten was working as an election judge for Badura Township. After the election, then-Hubbard County Auditor-Treasurer Kay Rave reported that 11 people registered to vote there but did not complete voter registration forms. Instead, they signed their names on the back of a book. Scouten was initially charged with accepting votes of unregistered voters and a neglect of duty after swearing an oath as an election judge, both felonies. Scouten's attorney seeks a gross misdemeanor conviction for accepting the ballots as part of the plea agreement. Scouten's son, 33-year-old Andrew Scouten, was also working in an election capacity that day and was charged with violating election law by working in the same precinct as a family member. He received a stayed sentence after pleading guilty last September and also agreed not to serve as an election official. The elder Scouten is expected to be sentenced on May 18th. State Senator Paul Utke has once again failed to gain the endorsement of Senate District 5 Republicans at their endorsing convention on Saturday. According to conservative group Action for Liberty, House District 5B Representative Mike Weiner earned 80% support over Utke. Utke told Alpha News that he plans to continue with his campaign for re-election and force a primary. Utke also failed to secure the endorsement of his party in 2022, but defeated his challenger in that year's primary. Also endorsed Saturday were House District 5A Representative Krista Knudsen and political newcomer Dr. Jonathan Clausen, who is running in District 5B. Clausen is a family physician at Lakewood Health System in Staples and Browerville, according to his campaign website. He says he has laid aside his medical practice to dedicate himself fully to the campaign. The overnight shelter for unhoused people in Brainerd is trying again to gain city approval to be open year-round. Chelsea Perkins has more.
The bridge on 7th cleared its first hurdle by gaining the unanimous recommendation of the Planning Commission for its permit last week. On April 6th, that permit will go before the City Council. Last year, the Council rejected the request over concerns about safety and attracting people from outside the community. The organization has since worked to develop a public safety plan with outgoing Brainerd Police Chief John Davis.
Time will tell if a little bit of our creativity and our forethought to address some of those things actually works or not. But yeah, I'm hopeful and I appreciate where we've come in the last year.
The Bridge on 7th also created a new pathways plan to help guests find jobs, housing, or meet other needs. As part of the guest agreement, those staying at the shelter must participate and make progress. Bill Weir is the shelter manager and oversees the new program.
We're actually able to sit down and talk with our guests one-to-one, give them the attention that they deserve, figure out what is going on, what they need, and what we can better do to help them.
Councilmember Tad Erickson is the council liaison on the Planning Commission. He voted against the change last year, but agreed to recommend the permit this year with its added conditions. Erickson says he doesn't want the city to stand in the way of a nonprofit or business, but has remaining concerns.
I've kind of grappled with this and found kind of those principles at odds with wanting to, with the concerns that I had about some of the operations. So with that said, I like the work that's been done.
If police determine the facility has been used in a disorderly manner, the permit could be suspended or revoked. Shelter staff would also be required to provide a report to council each year. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Paul Bunyan Communications will be expanding its broadband network in Aiken, Hubbard, Itasca, and St. Louis counties this summer. A news release states the expansion is partially funded through grants and will provide high-speed internet options to 3,200 more locations in northern Minnesota by its completion. The Itasca-St. Louis project will be near the city of Cook and expand service to 600 residents and businesses. A federal grant will partially fund the Hubbard County project. Paul Bunyan Communications' Aiken County project will connect 2,400 locations in the cities of McGregor, Palisade, and Tamarack, as well as the surrounding townships. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.